T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brett the Bryce with you on Bob Radio. I'm sitting down with Hyrie. I'll let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hey, it's Andrew from Hyrie.
What's up? I'm Chris.
And this is Hyrie coming at you here in San Diego.
And how is your guys' day going today?
It's been a great day. We spent some time doing yoga at True Motion in San Diego. Okay. As a band, we do band yoga every week on Tuesdays.
And that's a regular thing? Wow.
We're making it regular. When we're home, it's regular.
Well, it's good to keep the mind, body in line like that. So for you guys, it seems like you are in this resting period and you have this marathon ahead of you. You've got a tour coming up. You've got 2 back-to-back shows in San Diego, which I believe kicks it off. Yes?
Yep, we'll be at Winston's.
And then you have an album that's done and just waiting to come out in August.
August 19th.
Where's your head at right now? How is that feeling?
Wow. I mean, well, we're really excited for everything that's happening. We try and not stay home for very long, so we're always on the road playing shows, but we pretty much have time off until a couple of big tours we haven't announced yet coming up in September. So until then, we're basically doing one-off shows, just on the West Coast. But we're just trying to wrap up basically the design on our album. We did just receive the masters, so they're all done, ready to go, and we're just crossing our fingers, trying to tie up the loose ends and put it out by August.
Right on. Now, when I look at the tour dates you have, the type of shows you do are kind of all over the place in the sense that you'll do show headlining for Winston's, and then sometimes you'll be opening up for Iration. How do you differ in your approach to a show that may be open up for a 20,000 person venue versus the more intimate shows that are you guys and Hyrie fans?
I mean, you know, you'll probably hear this a lot, but it doesn't matter what size the crowd or the room, you're always going to give it 100%. But we've definitely tried to hit up being direct support for bands, because that's how you expose yourself to greater audiences, and that's how you grow your fans. And then at the same time, you have to pay your dues and play for them in a headlining situation and work on your numbers that way, which is harder for me, you know, to generate that many people into a venue. But that's kind of the fun of it, is being direct support and exposing yourself to a new market, and then hopefully growing your fan base to where they would want to come to one of your own shows. So we've been doing a lot of direct support shows, and it's paid off. You know, it's been really nice. We were just in Slow a couple of days ago, three days ago, and it was a sold out show, and that was really nice, because I don't think we've ever sold out that far away from home.
Well, as that's becoming more and more common, that's got to be a fun and gratifying feeling.
Yeah, it's gratifying, and we're always working hard to make sure we do everything we can to try and help out and to try and sell out. Or, you know, just bring people in and make sure people are aware that there's reggae in their town.
Right on. So let me ask you a little different question. Seems recently, at least here in San Diego, many of the more active reggae bands have actually become a lot of women. I've got Aloha Radio, Piracy Conspiracy, Janelle Phillips, being some of the more active bands. As you guys see yourself taking off, kind of leading the pack popularity-wise, in a sense, is that something you're aware of?
I mean, I'm definitely aware that there are a lot of female bands that have been, you know, strutting much longer than I have. You know, Piracy's been around here in San Diego. She's great. I'm just hitting the road hard. I think that's what we've been doing. And I've been lucky to have a really strong band that has been behind me and pushing with me, and that we are all able and willing to be on the road for that long. So it's been nice leading the female pack in a touring sense, but I definitely still look up to a lot of females for their music and, you know, all their past albums and music that they've put out, and I'm just here to play shows. I love playing shows, and how do you guys feel?
I'd say I'm fairly aware of it. I mean, yeah, there's, like Trish said, there's some female artists out there that we really look up to. Desiree Anuhea, I would say, is more kind of in our scene.
Mm-hmm. And, Tanya Stevens.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, at the same time, I feel like we just do what we do, focus on pushing.
Let the music do the speaking. And...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about bands. How did the band come together?
Right, well, Chris, my sax player, and I met 3 years ago, and he was playing keys in my first project that I was trying to put together, and he kind of helped me break out of my shell, and I met up with Ian Young of Tribal Seeds, mm-hmm. and he put the first album, Hyrie, together, and I had Chris playing sax, and Andrew I met through Ian, and he played the trombone, and I was really lucky to have met them first, so my horn section mm-hmm. came first, and I didn't expect to come out with a full-blown band and start touring as fast as we did, and I was really surprised when I got a call from Andrew one day saying, hey, when are we rehearsing? And I was like, what? This guy wants to play with me? Because I thought he was just, you know, getting on the album. It really excited me, and it put me in a position where I was like, okay, if this is going to be a career and this is going to be something I get to do, we're going to do it right, and we're going to start, and we're not going to stop until, you know, we reach a certain point. So we put the band together. At that point, we found our drummer and our keyboardist and our bass player, and we just grew from there, and we just haven't stopped touring since.
So let me ask you one last question. This is about what it's like to be a part of what we have in San Diego, which is really special, our reggae scene, and that all the bands seem to know each other, how Ian Young from Tribal Seeds got you guys started. What's that like from an artist's perspective? Because I can tell you, as a fan, it's really cool to see.
Oh, it's overwhelming. I mean, Tribal Seeds, they're the kind of band where they keep their family and friends really tight-knit, and you know, once you're in there and once you kind of gain their respect, you're in, you know? So we owe a lot to them because they believed in us from the very beginning before we had anything to prove. They took us on our first tour across the nation for 2 months. That was our very first tour. It opened a lot of doors for us. And, I mean, Tribal Seeds, you know, and Slightly Stupid alike, they are leading the San Diego frontier. We're just so blessed to be in their shadow, honestly, and to see how they've done it and then to follow in their footsteps and pay the same homage and dues as they did, you know?
Well, you guys are certainly putting in the work, and people are loving the music, they're loving the shows. Good luck on your album and tour. I can't wait to get our hands on it so we can start playing it.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, too, and keep a lookout for our new album. It's called Wandering Soul.
Absolutely. Well, you are tuned to Bob Radio. We're going to play our stupid song of the day. If you want to score tickets to see their show next Saturday at Sleep Train Amphitheater, get the title of this track and enter it at bobsd.com or on our FM 94.9 app. Then when we come back, we'll let Hyrie play a new track off her new album.
Whether you're streaming, gaming, video chatting, or doing it all at once, gig speed internet from Xfinity makes you a multitasking champion. That's simple, easy, awesome. Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. Check out our amazing offers on packages with gig or get started with internet for $24.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit today. Offer ends 8-220. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus internet 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.